Contemporary radio programming in St. Paul, Minneapolis lately has been one of extreme competition. One of the heavyweight contenders in the Twin Cities area is Doubleday Broadcasting's KDWB. Here with another in our continuing series of special programming articles is Program Director John Sebastian.
Thank you, Larry. Competition is almost not a strong enough word for the situation which we find ourselves in here at KDWB. Just to give you a brief rundown on the market as it has been through all of the rating periods in which I've been involved as program director, WCCO-AM dominates the market, particularly 35-plus, with the highest quarter-hour shares of any major market station in the nation. In fact, beats the local TV stations in total audience. In most major markets, there are one or two AM top 40 stations. In the Twin Cities, there are four. To compound KDWB's challenge, the other three top 40s all have better overall signals in the metro area. Despite this, with the help of Gary Stevens, the best GM in the business, and a dedicated staff, since I've been program director, we've become the number one music station, number two overall to WCCO. We're a solid number one in teens. One book ago, we actually were number one in 18 to 24 men, and we consistently dominate 18 to 34 women. My goals are twofold. First, to dominate 12 to 34, similar to the way CCO dominates 35+. That's a big challenge. And secondly, to improve our air sound from a formatic and production point of view to become the best there is. We've put together a great staff. We start out the day with a guy that has made a name for himself in a relatively short time, doing morning drive at KIM, K100, KCBQ, and now KDWB. Mike Butts.
KDWB, where Elvin Bishop and Hamilton Joe Franken Reynolds and Butts in the Morning all got the same problem. Say, spring boogie love hangover fever and digging it.
KDWB and Mike Butts, if I could put time in a bottle, this would be 9:32 last night again. There'd still be another hour of the McCartney Phantasmo left for us to enjoy. Now today, too, at Lake Calhoun, John Sebastian's going to be in the Phantom Band. You won't be able to miss it. It's gorgeous. It's expensive. It's righteous.
When it's right, you know.
I'd like your help today. We'll have the pleasure of being at the Channel 2 auction from 1 to 2 today, and then we'll be scooting on over to Rice in Arlington and watch the Minnesota Vikings take on the TCF Foxy softball team. I'm going to be umpiring that game. Not looking too forward to it, because I'd much rather play with the girls, and 12 Gauge is such a big guy. 9:36, and Diana Ross hung over on KDWB. KDWB and my partner in crime, Bullet Bob Lang, comes in this morning, and we're giving away 15 big ones by the Beach Boys, just like I'm going to do in moments, so stand by for it. I leave you in good hands with the composing team of Lang and McCartney. That wraps it for the Butzer. I'll see you around, all right? Thanks a lot. And have a beautiful weekend, Twin Cities, right here at KDWB.
Bob Lang does 9 to noon. Bob has been with KDWB for almost 5 years. And has done every major shift on the station.
KDWB is going to blow your mind with a dynamite outdoor concert this summer. Be listening Monday for all the info. KDWB, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Hot fun in the summer of 76. 11 o'clock. This is Bob Lang. KDWB is looking for the Twin Cities Long and Silky Girl. If you want to become famous, send us your photo entry and win super prizes. Well, this is definitely a hit the beaches day if I have ever seen one. Or at least take a run through the sprinkler. Sunny and warm. High about 85. Same thing again for tomorrow. Tonight's low about 60. Right now it's 80 at KDWB. Okay, hustle over to your telephone right now and start dialing. You can get yourself a Phantom t-shirt. Saw a lot of them at McCartney concert last night. If you're caller number 20 at 738-2241 or 386-9361 in Wisconsin, to KDWB.
12 noon to 3 is held down by Jeff McKee. For a guy in his early 20s, Jeff has a great track record. He's worked at Wixie, K-News, WNOE, and WQXI.
Clear and hot with a capital H through Wednesday. High today and tomorrow near 95 and low tonight 70. 87 degrees now at KDWB. KDWB with a Phantom t-shirt for the 14th caller now at 738-2241 from the Twin Cities or 386-9361 from Wisconsin. Call now and win. KDWB plays the best music consistently. 1230, this is Jeff McKee. KDWB in coordination with Great Hall announcers Fleetwood Mac, Jeff Beck, and Henry Gross. June 26th, outdoors at Parade Stadium. Don't miss this incredible concert. KDWB with McCartney and Wings
at the speed of sound.
Yeah. Silly love songs.
Jeff also does my station promos.
KDWB is tired of waiting for the official start of summer, so we've decided to overrule Mother Nature and declare the summer of 76. On now. All weekend long, win your favorite albums and Phantom t-shirts every hour. Plus, be on the lookout for KDWB's Phantom Band at the beaches and up your street. Passing out all kinds of summer prizes. And be listening Monday for an exciting announcement regarding one of the greatest concerts ever. From KDWB.
The true Don Blue is a legend in the Twin Cities, and he should be a legend all across the country. TDB has been doing afternoon drive at KDWB for 7 years. And you may recognize his voice from the National Music Land spots.
KDWB, that's Starbucks. Moonlight feels right. Nice hot night. I think the new phrase for the summer is going to be, let's get muggy together. KDWB, where you can become the next summer of 76 winner. See in just a few minutes. John Sebastian, on his way in the Phantom Van to Lake Calhoun, should be there at 2:30. He was held up by a mob in Minneapolis, and the van was held up by a fat girl. Said she wasn't fat, said she was big boned. She'd have to be big boned to hold up all that fat. He'll be there at 2:30. The Phantom Van from KDWB. KDWB with a true Don Blue. I've got Dorothy Moore's Misty Blue album and the world-famous Phantom t-shirt to give you this hour. KDWB plays the best music consistently. It's just a bit before 2:30. This is the true Don Blue.
6 to 9 at night, Smokin' Joe reminds me of the way Humble Harve used to sound at KHJ a few years ago. We got Joe from KSTP across the street.
KDWB, a little laughter in the ring with Neil Sedaka. This is Smokin' Joe, and later on this hour, you get a chance to win a $5 Pizza Hut restaurant gift certificate. This is your friendly local neighborhood record pusher, Smokin' Joe, with a couple of numbers for you. Twin Cities, 738-2241. Wisconsin, 386-9361. You give me a buzz, and I'll try to squeeze your favorite in at KDWB. KDWB, skinny dipping and wet kissing, honey dripping, moonlight feels right. Starbucks with Smokin' Joe at 8:13. Partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms through tomorrow. All this good weather had to have an end sometime. Low 72, tomorrow's high 93. 87 right now with KDWB. KDWB, Lightfoot at 8:25 with Smokin' Joe. I may not be long and silky, but I am lean and mean.
The Cosmic Phoenix appeals to a very strange audience that dominates 9 to midnight and isn't really interested in much more than the music.
Midway Shopping Center in St. Paul is presenting a special Old Glory Day tribute free on Saturday, June 19th. For more info, give us a call here at KDWB. KDWB with the Cosmic Phoenix giving you your chance to win a Phantom t-shirt coming up in just minutes. It's got to be a sunny 93 tomorrow. Right now, 84 at KDWB. It shows you what fooling around can get you. Elvin Bishop at KDWB. Just got off the telephone with a cute rock and roller from St. Paul. Cheryl Reed picks herself up a Phantom t-shirt. Your chance to win is coming up in just minutes at KDWB.
Our newest acquisition, filling the all-night shift, is former group program director in the Dakotas, Mark Rainier.
KDWB wants you to join us at Parade Stadium, June 26th, for Jeff Beck, Fleetwood Mac, and Henry Gross. KDWB, working the phones with Fridley at 738-2241 for Starbuck. KDWB at 1217, as Hubert Humphrey looks at Jimmy Carter, says goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. KDWB, in coordination with Great Hall, announces Fleetwood Mac, Jeff Beck, and Henry Gross outdoors June 26th at Parade Stadium. It's going to be incredible.
Well, that's basically it. I'd like to thank some of the people behind the scenes who make it all possible. Doubleday as a company is great because they supply the resources and the avenues to pursue success. Gary Stevens is the best because he manages from a programming point of view, which is very rare. The sales department, headed by Alan Goodman, is very understanding in our endeavors. And the promotion department, headed by Bill Hartman, has been an important part of our success. In addition to doing all of our publicity, Bill also does weekends. And finally, thanks to American Airchecks for letting us expose ourselves.
We'll be right back.